For children in poverty, life has always been hard. But the pandemic, war, and weather disasters have thrust families into a global food crisis. The hungry are even hungrier. When you sponsor a child through Compassion, you provide the food, clean water, and other support needed to make sure your child survives. Plus, with your love and encouragement, that child can grow and thrive. You can find out how to choose a child to sponsor when you click on the Compassion banner at ksbj.org. Hi there, I'm Bill Ingram, and this is Welcome to Texas, a show about Texas history, lifestyle, and faith here in the Lone Star State. On today's show, we'll remember one of the most popular TV personalities in Houston ever, Marvin Zindler. We'll learn what makes Houston the most diverse city in America and what happens when things don't work out like we imagined they would. Maybe we should have a change of heart. That's all coming up on today's Welcome to Texas. Hope on Demand is a brand new mobile app where you can see videos, listen to podcasts, read blogs and articles to help you grow in your faith. Download the mobile app now on iOS and Android. Just search for Hope on Demand. Sometimes things don't work out like we imagined they would. The last 2 years, for example. Say you're building a shed in your backyard to store your lawnmower and some other items. But when you go to hang the doors, you find that your measurements are off and you have to redo the doors. Well, that's very frustrating and even irritating. But if we want our shed to be right, we have to put our frustrations aside and go back to work. This is just part of life's struggles. We will have them, and the only thing we can do is put our head down and try to have a better attitude moving forward. Troubles like this can and will produce a stronger faith. My dad used to say it builds character. Sometimes we have to change things in our heart. If we don't make adjustments, it will affect our life and our dreams. If you're like me, you hate change. Or if you're like me, you hate to have to go back and do something all over again that you just worked at. God uses these moments to help us grow spiritually, but we need to recognize these and let God work on us and our hearts. In Acts chapter 3, verse 19, it says, "Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord." Hope on Demand has a brand new podcast called The Art of Friendship. It's hosted by my friend and author, Kim Weir. It's all about creating and keeping relationships that matter. Look for it now wherever you listen to podcasts. Just search for The Art of Friendship. It should be no big surprise to learn that according to WalletHub, Houston is the most diverse city in America. I mean, it's pretty obvious. After all, we have more than 10,000 restaurants with more than 70 countries and American regions represented. There are 124 different nationalities that live here, and more than 145 languages from around the world are spoken here. Two other Texas cities also made the top 10. Our neighbors to the north, Dallas, came in at number 5, and Arlington was number 9. I realize this isn't much news as it is, stating the obvious, but we have a lot to be proud of in this city. Houston being named the most diverse city in America tops that list of great things. Hope on Demand has a podcast called Anything But Quiet Time. It's hosted by my good friends Rochelle and Carter. Each week they have fun and insightful conversation about what they're learning in their quiet time. You can download it now wherever you listen to podcasts. Just search for Anything But Quiet Time. If you're a longtime Houstonian, I'm sure you remember Marvin Zindler. You see consumer reporters almost nightly on the local news channels now, but Marvin Zindler is the one who started it all. Marvin had a very flamboyant personality with a white hair, blue sunglasses, and a big voice. He had left the Harris County Sheriff's Department in the early 70s to go to work for the Consumer Fraud Division. when legendary TV news anchor Dave Ward of KTRK TV Channel 13 heard about this, he recommended to his news director to hire Marvin. So January 1st, 1973, Marvin Zindler came on board where Channel 13 was in third place behind Channel 2 and Channel 11 news. It didn't take long, though. Marvin Zindler, with the help of reporter Larry Connors, closed an illegal business called the Chicken Ranch in LaGrange. That story, along with Marvin's unusual style of reporting, was instrumental in him signing an unprecedented lifetime contract with Capital City's ABC Channel 13. I guess they didn't ever want to have to compete against him. Marvin Zindler created his rat and roach reports, getting details from the City of Houston Food Inspection Program, and this is where Marvin became famous for saying, "Slime in the ice machine." They even had a jingle produced for that segment. July 29, 2007, Marvin Zindler died of pancreatic cancer just 2 nights after his final newscast. Bel Air Park in the city of Bel Air, Marvin's hometown, was renamed Bel Air Zindler Park that same year. There will never be another Marvin Zindler. Well, it's time for me to head out of the chute. I'm Bill Ingram, and this has been Welcome to Texas, a show about Texas history, lifestyle, and faith here in the Lone Star State. I hope you enjoyed today's show, and I hope you'll join me again for Welcome to Texas.